Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, man. Being a Twins fan is something that I have pride in. But I think that the part of being a Twins fan that I never want to be at is expecting the organization or the team to disappoint me. And I'm not there yet, okay? I don't want to get there. But I bring this up because there's a move that the Twins have made, and it just doesn't inspire any confidence in me. I am not sitting here as somebody on the radio home of the Twins who does final pitch every single night that they play, that expects that the Twins are going to make a massive leap in the division next year without spending any money. I don't believe that. Like, when I think about the Twins and what I think they could be, do I think that they have some young talent? Absolutely, they do. They do. We saw some of that young talent last year. Do they need guys to remain healthy? Yes. Yes, we need Joe Ryan to be healthy. We need Pablo Lopez to be healthy. We need guys, top-tier guys, to be healthy. And we need guys to improve. But we also need the organization to spend a little bit more money. And I got a sign that that's not going to happen. So the Twins have been talking about looking at finding a backup catcher for next year, because Christian Vasquez, who did not pan out here, let's go for what it was. That was a bad signing. Okay. We completed a trade to acquire catcher Alex Jackson for minor league infielder. Okay. Alex Jackson, who we have just acquired, hit 220 with 5 homers and 8 RBI in 36 games with the Orioles last year, which was by far his best offensive season. He's a career 153 batter. And this is the thing. It'd be different if this person was somebody that was young with upside. He's 30. He was expendable, according to the Minnesota Star Tribune, to the Orioles because he was their third catcher. He is eligible for arbitration, where he was projected to command a salary around $1.5 million. This is not going to cut it, man. It's not. It's not, J-Lo. And this is the thing. You got Alex Jackson as your backup catcher, right? At a projected 1.5? Christian Vasquez made, what, 10.5 last year? So you're saving $10 million? Go get another pitcher. Go get something else. Just don't put that in your pocket. Oh, my God. This is going to kill me, man.
Well, here's the thing. We don't know what they're going to do with the money right now.
No, we don't. I'm not saying that I do know. This looks weird.
But the optics.
Yep.
The optics don't look good. Because Christian Vasquez might not have worked out. By the way, I had no idea who this dude was until 5 seconds ago when you told me. I had never heard of this guy in my life. Because I don't follow Baltimore Orioles, you know, bench riding players. You know, it's just, unless you are a seam head, you are deep into the world of baseball. Who knows who this guy has been? But it seems like you're getting worse at the position. Now, Vasquez, he wasn't great offensively, but he was very good defensively. He was a good defensive catcher. He was a good game caller.
He was not worth the money we spent.
No.
We signed him a three-year contract for that much money.
You sign him to get offensive numbers. You sign him to that contract to get offensive numbers. In that point, it didn't work out. I thought he was good defensively. For the guy that they just got, Mr. Jackson, how many games has he played? You don't even know if he's going to be a help defensively.
He's a career 153 batter in 160 major league games, 11 homers, 32 RBI.
So,
and he's got a solid defensive reputation.
Okay, so
he tossed out 7 of the 23 runners that attempted to steal him last year.
So a solid defensive player. I'd say that's possibly a regression from what you had in Vasquez defensively. And the numbers certainly don't support that offensively.
No, not at all.
So it just seems like a money dump.
Yep.
And
that's why I'm alarmed by this.
And the optics are not good.
Yeah, I'm just
going to stop and say the optics are not good.
I'm concerned because I am holding out hope that this team will do what it takes to field a very productive team in 2026. And it seems like not only will this team not get back to the money they spent last year, they might spend less. Spending less will not put this team in a position to be successful. I'm just going to say that right now.
You have to be extremely savvy in a sport that has no salary cap to be cheap and be good. For a long time, the Tampa Bay Rays cornered that market. For about, I don't know, half a dozen years to 8 years, 6 to 8 years, in the early 2000s, the reason that Moneyball came around, the Oakland Athletics were good at that. You don't have many of those success stories. You just don't. You don't have to overspend, you know, New York Mets.
yeah, of course.
You don't have to be at the top of the league, but you have to have some sort of idea that you're going to be competitive in your spending, because usually spending equals talent. Whether the talent works or not, that's another thing.
Yep.
But usually spending,
and it gives you an opportunity to create your depth.
Greater talent, greater depth.
Yep. Yes. This is not a good sign to me. I'm concerned about this. Do I think that this is how the Twins are going to do business for the next season? I don't know. I will say this. I hope not. Because I think that this team, you need to acquire a few pieces to give yourself an actual chance at getting back to winning. Because last year, put it like this. If you don't spend anything, I think the biggest crowd you may have in 2026 at Target Field will be Twins Fest and not at a game. Seriously. It was a ghost town last year. It was. And you know, I was there. You know, I'm there doing final pitch. I'm roaming the stadium.
I'm not surprised that you say I my face winced, but I shouldn't be surprised that you say that. Based on when I went there two seasons ago, just after Memorial Day. Yes, it was a Wednesday after Memorial Day, and schools probably weren't completely out yet. But it was a Wednesday after Memorial Day, and at that time, I believe the Twins were. I know they were above 500. I can't remember whether they were in first place, but they were competitive. They were above 500, and Kansas City was in town. I think they said that there were 25,000 people. I do not believe that number.
25,000 for what?
At the game I went to that Wednesday night. It wasn't this past season. It was the season before. It was in the first half of the season.
They had some crowds later in the year this year. But,
right. Yeah. But even on a Wednesday night, it was an earlier start, the 6:40 start. It did not look like they had more than 12,000, 13,000 people in the stands. It looked that empty that night.
Yeah, I mean, they ended up having some crowds that showed up and people went bonkers. I totally get that. But I think more than anything, what I'm going to stand on is the fact that you got to figure this thing out, man. Because I don't want this to be another season of it being a straight ghost town. That is going to be really, 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 really tough. All right, 651-461-9226. It's time to get to a scoreboard, man. And we know who the king of the scoreboard is. It's Jonathan Lowe, who's producing tonight. We'll do that next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, a little Justin Bieber. I like the Biebs. All right, welcome back to the Lake Show. Final hour of the week. We're done at 9. Then I'll talk to you guys on Monday at 6 p.m. But, man, we got a lot of sports going on. We were just talking Twins. We got some NBA going on. We got some NHL going on. We got Prep Bowl going on. And we got Jonathan Lowe in studio for a scoreboard.
Ah, started a little too late there on the scoreboard.
It's all good, man.
A little too late. Thought it was going to get a little bit tighter on that that opening, but that's okay. We got the music, so the music is a big thing. So, like Lake said, tonight's a huge night. Huge night in Minnesota sports-wise, not just on the pro level. We'll get to the pro stuff that's going on, but there's a lot of stuff happening at U.S. Bank Stadium tonight. Prep Bowl, first night of the Prep Bowl, first day of the Prep Bowl, the Class 6A game going on right now. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's go through the games that have already been completed earlier today. Class 1A title game. Minneota, the term that people use now, they're a wagon. They're a train. They will run
That's a compliment.
Over. They beat Breckenridge today 49-14. Minneota outscored Breckenridge. Breckenridge was leading at the end of the first quarter 7-0. The second and the third quarters, 21-0, 28-0, 49-0 for Minneota over Breckenridge in those two quarters.
That's how you do it.
Final 49-14. That is Minneota's fourth consecutive state title at 1A.
That's insane.
And they have a current 46-game win streak over the last few years.
Ooh-wee!
They are a wagon, folks.
They are a wagon. That is a wagon, bro.
Second game of the
Congratulations
day.
Congratulations to Minneota.
Absolutely. Second game of the day, Class 4A. Orono got off to a hot start. They outscored Cass and Manterville 21-0 in the first half. Cass and Manterville came back in the second half, got 14 on Orono, but they couldn't complete the comeback. Orono is your 4A champion, 21-14, the final there. This game completed about an hour ago, a little over an hour ago. The 2A championship, Jackson County Central, they've really built something special. They've taken over from what Caledonia was about this time a decade ago, or maybe even 5-6 years ago. Jackson County Central has come on, and they've become really the new force in 2A. They defeat Goodhue for another state title tonight, 20-15 the final. Back and forth in the fourth quarter, Goodhue took the lead, scored on a two-point conversion to take a three-point lead. Then Jackson County came back down, scored, and got a two-point conversion with about 3.5 minutes to play. They stopped Goodhue on a 4th-and-20 play and then ran out the clock. And right now it is the Class 6A championship game. It is potential to be a back-and-forth affair. These two teams met the last week of the regular season, that Wednesday of MEA week. The final was 51-44 in favor of Moorhead. Moorhead and Edina, 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and it is 15-13 Moorhead. Edina has the ball, and they're driving. They are on the 30, about the 30-yard line, and might have just gotten a pass interference penalty that might have put him in the red zone here in the late portion of the second quarter. Now I want to go to a couple other things tomorrow. Let's talk about the schedule for tomorrow real quick. Nine-man will start it off. Hillcrest Lutheran will take on Hills Beaver Creek. That's at 10 a.m. 3A championship scheduled for around 1 p.m. Annandale will battle Waseca, and then again around 4 p.m. the final game of Prep Bowl, the 5A championship, Spring Lake Park will take on Chanhassen. So that'll be your schedule for tomorrow. Let's take it from the football that you, the American style football. Tomorrow there will be a couple of games. We will get to that tomorrow on College Football Final regarding Division II and Division III teams getting into action as the NCAA tournament start for both of those classes.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to the European, the international football, soccer. The Division III men's soccer tournament, NCAA men's soccer tournament, three MIAC teams in action tomorrow. Augsburg will be in St. Louis taking on Cortland at 11 a.m. This is now third round, round of 16, so Sweet 16 basically of the tournament. And in Northfield, down in Northfield, two matchups tomorrow. St. Olaf will be hosting. St. Olaf takes on Williams at 11 a.m. McAllister takes on Wheaton from Massachusetts at around 1:30. The winners of those two games, two matches, will meet on Sunday for a round for a spot in the national semifinals. So a quarterfinal on Sunday, to determine, and it could be a MIAC versus MIAC showdown on Sunday afternoon.
We would take that.
It'd be great to see. It'd be awesome. Division II women's soccer tournament that got underway today. You have Minnesota State winning over Harding 2-0 in the first matchup there. They're the number one seed in the North Central region. They'll take on Washburn tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Central Missouri takes down and upsets Bemidji State 1-0 in overtime. St. Cloud State defeats Pittsburgh State 3-0. So it'll be Central Missouri, as I affectionately like to call it, CMU. From down in Warrensburg, Missouri. They will take on St. Cloud State tomorrow at around 3 p.m. The Division III women's soccer tournament, Carlton still alive from the MIAC. They'll take on Swarthmore tomorrow at around 1:30 p.m. And again, in the round of 16. Now let's step it up. Let's get to a little bit of college. Let's start with college football. A couple games tonight. Florida State, NC State. It is about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, about halftime there. In Raleigh, NC State leads the Seminoles 7-3. Later on tonight, in Vegas, it'll be UNLV hosting Hawaii. A little bit of college hoop to talk about this evening. Let's get you up to date on some of the Big Ten scores from college basketball. Let's start with a big one in Salt Lake City, number 9, BYU. They take down number 23, Wisconsin, 98-70. Virginia wins over Northwestern in West Virginia this evening, 83-78. Rutgers, a surprising loss to Central Connecticut State.
Whoa.
They lose 67-54. That's Rutgers' first loss of the season. Number 17, Michigan State in action. They take down in-state competitor Detroit Mercy, 84-56. Coming up in just moments, tipping in probably about 5 minutes, Nebraska will be at Kansas State, an old Big 12, old Big 8 rivalry there. Number 1, Purdue, on the court in the Bahamas, in the championship game of this Bahamas tournament.
Yeah, they beat my boy Penny last night.
Yes, they did. They beat Memphis.
Yep.
Their reward, number 15, Texas Tech. Game of the night starting in just moments in the Bahamas. Number 19, UCLA, will be on the court against Presbyterian coming up in just a little bit. We have the women's game as well going on tonight. And looking at women's college basketball, it is a huge showdown. I can't believe I don't have this on. Well, we got the Timberwolves on right now. I'll get to them in a second. Huge showdown in women's college basketball. Number 1, UConn. Number 6, Michigan.
That's right. I forgot they were playing tonight.
That's right. At Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, UConn leading 49-42. Couple of finals. USC goes to Notre Dame. The 11th-ranked Trojans fall at number 23, Notre Dame, 61-59.
Yeah, and that was a phenomenal game.
Great
buzzer-beating shot.
Yes.
Well, it went through with the 1 second left on the clock.
Yes. And Northwestern wins tonight over Cleveland State. That game just looks like it's gone final. Northwestern now 5-0 on the season, 75-68 the final there. Let's take you to the pros. NBA. Right now, the Timberwolves are on the court in another NBA Cup matchup. They are taking on the Phoenix Suns, and right now it is late in the first quarter, tied at 20 out in the desert. There are some other games going on right now. We'll get you a in tune with. Currently in the fourth quarter, about 5.5 to go. Cleveland on top of Indiana, 107-95. Early in the fourth quarter, Brooklyn leads Boston, 92-80. In a surprise there. It is at the end of the third quarter, Toronto all over Washington, 105-77. Washington is horrible.
Yeah, they are terrible.
At the beginning,
I don't know what they're doing. And there's two teams I keep saying I don't know what they're doing. Washington and Utah, both those teams.
Yeah, yep. I'll tell you what Washington's trying to do. They're tanking. They're tanking.
I mean,
they're
what year
evidently
are they not
tanking?
Tanking?
Yes. Early in the third quarter, it is Miami leading Chicago 70-52. Late second quarter, Dallas trailing New Orleans 56-46. Coming up in just a few moments, it'll be Denver at Houston. Huge game coming up in the night session tonight. Also, the aforementioned Jazz, oh boy, they host Oklahoma City. This could be ugly. that comes up in a half an hour. Also in a half an hour, Portland will be on the road taking on Golden State. To the ice hockey, that's right, NHL. The Wild are currently playing, and it is all over but the shouting. 40 seconds left in the third period. It's going to be over in the next couple minutes here. The Wild jumped on Pittsburgh on the road. 5-0 is the score. They scored 5 goals in the first and second periods combined. No scoring in the third period. And it is over. Wild win. And I was looking
That score held up?
Yep.
5-0?
5-0.
Oh,
I saw a tweet from one of the Buffalo Sabres columnists or broadcasters. The Wild were 8-1-1 in their last 10. They're now 9-1-1. In their last 11 games. They are on fire right now. Other games right now. Late in the third, 3:30 to go in Buffalo. Speaking of the Sabres, I just now checked out the score. Wow. 9-3.
Whoa.
Take a 3-1 period and multiply it by 3. 3-1 in the first, 3-1 in the second, 3-1 in the third. You get to 9-3. The Blackhawks are getting
that's boat insane,
raced
bro.
Tonight.
That
wow.
is insane.
Other scores. Carolina leading the Winnipeg in Canada, in Manitoba, about 5 minutes ago in the second period, 3-2. I'm just so taken aback by the 9-3 score. And then coming up in about an hour, Boston will be on the road in Los Angeles. A couple other things to note. A little bit of golf left in the season. RSM Classic, this will be the last event on the PGA Tour before the quote-unquote silly season. Basically the last chance for guys to get their cards set up for next year.
Yeah,
Novak has a one-shot lead over Patrick Rogers and Michael Thorbjornsson down in Georgia on Sea Island, Georgia. LPGA wrapping up their season, the CME Group Tour Championship. Gino Titicun, she has ascended to the number one player in the world. And there's a reason for it. She leads the field by 3 shots. Se-young Kim is 3 shots back. Nasa Hataoka and Somi Lee are both at 10 under par. Nelly Korda in a group, 5 shots back at 9 under. And that's going to do it for your Friday night scoreboard. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 to 6, college football final.
Great job by J-Lo. We'll take a break, take a final look at the weather, and then coming up next, UFC athletes are now, in a way, starting to become comparable to famous boxers. I'll explain that next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm a big boxing fan, but there's something that I've not liked about boxing in the last 15 years. And now I see that UFC wants to take a page out of boxing. The thing that I have not liked about boxing is the fact that I don't like when you have people like Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. in the ring now. They're too old. They're not themselves. I don't want to see a tragedy of somebody getting hurt, or just the fact that I want to remember your greatness. I don't want to see you in the ring, Mike Tyson, at the age of damn near 60, and somebody's throwing punches your way, or you're throwing punches. Like, what young people see you are today, they'll never understand your greatness, but we can all watch back the tape of the greatness. I don't need to see this right now. Okay? That's something I don't like about boxing, is this, we're going to do exhibitions, and we'll have the money grab, and we'll sell this, and Jake Paul this, and that does nothing for me. I'm not a fan of Jake Paul. I'm not a fan of the Paul brothers. I don't have anything against them, but I like boxing where people actually trained and came up through the ranks. Not because they're a gamer, not because they're popular on social media, but because they earned it. They went and fought in the Olympics or amateur boxing. I mean, so I'm in it for the true art and the culture that has always been about boxing. MMA is similar to boxing from the perspective of those guys earn it. You just don't land into a UFC matchup just because you're great on social media. No, you got to come up through the ranks, bro. Like, they got legitimate fighters. But here's the but. When I see the names, Anderson Silva is going to fight Tyrone Woodley, Mizzou. That just, we don't need to see this. We got a theme tonight with Mizzou. All things that's happening wrong in the world of sports tonight is Mizzou related.
Excuse me.
I just.
How dare you?
This is not what.
How?
This is not what the MMA needs. It's not. They are trying to take a page out of boxing. And quite frankly, J-Lo, this is more dangerous. People can get more brutally hurt in MMA as opposed to boxing. Anderson Silva, I saw him get knocked out a year and a half ago. Anderson Silva is going to go down as one of the greats of all time in mixed martial arts. I don't need to see him fighting Tyrone Woodley. I don't. At some point, you got to hang it up.
This is my night of non-surprise. I am not surprised that MMA is going down this road because MMA has gone down the road of mimicking what boxing used to be in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and up through the mid-90s. It is mimicking the press conferences and the stare downs and the some might say choreographed. Sometimes they're choreographed, sometimes they're not choreographed. The fights that they have on stage at the presser. This all goes back to the heyday of boxing. This all goes back in a lot of ways to Muhammad Ali and promotion. And again, MMA is just a, depending on how you see it, depending on how you view the sport, it's either a step up or a step down from boxing. It's a more brutal, full body form of boxing. It's not like you're comparing boxing to baseball or boxing to, I know people won't understand what sport this is. I don't really understand it, but highlight. You know, the sport with the banana shape deals where guys slinging up against the wall.
I don't know nothing about that.
Or like a tennis or a golf. You're not mistaking it for anything else. MMA and boxing are in a similar arena, even though the arenas are different shapes. But you can tell through looking at how MMA has grown. What's different from how boxing grew in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, especially with the dawn and the age of television?
But I don't
think there's anything different. So them going down this road of bringing back the golden oldies, the greatest hits, it just seems like a continued progression.
But boxing has not always done this.
No, they haven't always done it. But you have. I know that there were times when guys would come out of retirement in their 40s. You know, save George Foreman, he was a special case. But how many guys have punched way beyond their shelf life? How many guys have gotten in the ring? Let's not even say 50s and 60s. Let's say in their 30s and into their 40s.
But
how many guys have gone way too long in the sport?
But that's the reason why now we should be putting our foot down more than ever, because when we talk about being punch drunk, now we know for the last 10 years about CTE or
yes,
the last 15 years.
I agree.
That to me is even more the reason why we should be protecting these heroes, these superstars, these legends of the sport.
The problem is you're fighting against the audience and the myth and the lore of the audience.
Oh, it's more than that.
That clamor for
it's
it.
It's a money grab.
And
that's for what it
that's,
is.
That's what I'm basically, I'm flowering it up a bit. I'm putting flowery words on it.
No need to flower it up.
Let's
call it for what it is.
It's money for the athletes. It's the fans that want to pay the money to see it. There's a fever for it. There's a wanting to have it. We got to stop ourselves first. We got to stop ourselves before we can go to these guys and truly say, you got to stop this.
Man, I just, oof. I tell you, bro. All right, well, look, I don't want to see it. I doubt that I know I won't pay for it. Maybe I'll watch it, maybe for free, but I definitely don't want to see anybody get hurt. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment, we'll do headlines and wrap it up here on The Late Show. All righty, let's get into the headlines because we have less than 5 minutes remaining in the show, roughly about four and a half. So let's get to it, J-Lo.
All right. Federal prosecutors have charged a 77th person in connection with the massive $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud case here in Minnesota. Usman Kamara is facing a 9-count indictment for wire fraud, bribery, and money laundering. Authorities say he owned a small grocery store in Minneapolis and falsely stated he served meals to 1,000 children daily during the COVID-19 pandemic, claiming more than $1 million in federal child nutrition program reimbursement funds. Federal prosecutors claim Kamara used the money to fund his lifestyle, pay his credit card bills, and buy a building in North Minneapolis. He also reportedly sent over $100,000 overseas and paid an estimated $87,000 in kickbacks. Of the 77 people that have been charged in connection with this scam, 56 have pleaded guilty to their roles in the scheme, and 7 others have been convicted in 2 separate trials. That includes Amy Bach, the executive director and founder of Feeding Our Future, and her cohort, her co-defendant, Salim Saeed. According to court records, Kamara made his first appearance on court on Thursday in federal court, and he entered a not guilty plea.
Yeah, this is
Tentacles of this going out.
Massive fraud.
Absurd.
I think if you say what is the main thing that makes Governor Tim Walz vulnerable in this next election, it's this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We'll stay in Minnesota. Minnesota's Attorney General office has issued a consumer alert following the sudden and unexpected closing of a high-profile home remodeling company that left an army of customers with unfinished work and out of thousands of dollars. AG Keith Ellison says the abrupt November 3rd closing of Minnesota Rusco was triggered by the collapse of Renovo Home Partners, a Texas-based company backed by a private equity firm. Ellison says Renovo bought Minnesota Rusco from its local owners back in 2022 as part of what is known as a roll-up strategy, where firms buy up local businesses in the same industry and finance the acquisition with heavy debt, making them vulnerable and highly leveraged. When Renovo went out of business in late October, so did 16 remodeling businesses it owned in 9 states, one of them being Minnesota Rusco. So if you are having trouble with this, I found this story on Care 11. They have some tips for you to follow. If you are a customer of Minnesota Rusco, I would highly advise you go to that website or go to the Attorney General's website. Just try to search for this so you can try to possibly get yourself your money back.
Yeah, I want to see every single dime that is owed to Minnesotans go back to them, but it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, very difficult.
Yep.
Let's talk about a new play. It's exploring the complex relationship between playwright and AIDS advocate Larry Kramer and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the longtime top U.S. infectious disease expert, and that will make its premiere early next year in New York under the direction of Tony Award winner Daniel Fish. Kramer-Fauci will star Tony winner Will Brill from Stereophonic and Thomas J. Ryan, who starred in the film Henry Fool. It will play at the Jack H. Skirball Center for the Performing Arts between February 11th and 21st. Fish, whose 2019 production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma won the Tony Award for Best Music Revival, is using the transcript of a 1993 C-SPAN face-off between the two men as the text for the play, which included call-ins from across the country. I'm looking at a particular moment in time, at a particular exchange that has resonances into their relationship, has resonances into the politics and the culture of the time, and seeing what happens when we do that now. That's really what I'm coming from, said Fish.
That's interesting.
You wouldn't think of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the subject of a play.
I know, right?
Who knew? Who knew?
He's famous out here in these streets.
That's going to do it for the headlines on a Friday night.
All right, it's going to wrap it up on a Friday night here on the Lake Show with headlines. It's going to wrap it up for a show in the end of the week. Awesome job by J-Lo. Thanks to all of you that participated in the show tonight and that listened and text. We had fun. I'll talk to you guys on Monday, Thanksgiving week. I got one show. We'll talk to you then. Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.